And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of one of the most successful British novelists of these days, Nick Hornby, born in Maidenhead, England in 1957, whose first big bestseller was Fever Pitch in 1992, followed by High Fidelity. It's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Cynthia Ozick, born in New York City in 1928, author of The Messiah of Stockholm, the Puttermesser Papers. Cynthia Ozick, who said, "The sentence is my primary element, my tool, goal, bliss. Each new sentence is a heart-in-the-mouth experiment." It's the birthday of Isak Dinesen, born north of Copenhagen in 1885. Went to Africa with her husband. They started a coffee plantation there. She wrote a book about it called Out of Africa, which made her one of the most popular Danish writers of all time. And also her stories, which she wrote first in English, The Seven Gothic Tales, 1934. It's the birthday of the Irish poet Brendan Kennelly, born in Ballylongford in County Kerry in 1936, author of more than 20 books of poems. Brendan Kennelly, who's said to be born in Ireland, is to inherit not only one of the most beautiful little countries in the world, but also an entire legacy of prejudices, hatreds, clichés, and an impressive supply of apparently invincible ignorance. One of his best-known works from 1983 is Cromwell, a book-length poem about the English leader who invaded Ireland in the mid-18th century and sought to wipe out Catholicism, and also his 400-page epic poem, The Book of Judas, in which he takes up the cause of the man who betrayed Jesus, the book written from Judas's point of view. Brendan Kennelly, a professor of literature at Trinity College in Dublin, who said, "Poetry is above all a singing art of natural and magical connection because, though it is born out of one person's solitude, it has the ability to reach out and touch in a humane and warmly illuminating way the solitude, even the loneliness, of others. That is why, to me, poetry is one of the most vital treasures that humanity possesses. It is a bridge between separated souls." Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled Field Guide. "No one, I ask, knows the name of the flower we pulled the car to the side of the road to pick and that I point to dangling purple from my lapel. I'm passing through the needle of spring in North Carolina, as ignorant of the flowers of the South as the woman at the barbecue stand who laughs, and the man who gives me a look as he pumps the gas, and everyone else I ask on the way to the airport to return to where this purple madness is not seen blazing against the sober pines and rioting along the roadside. On the plane, the stewardess is afraid she cannot answer my question, now insistent with the fear that I will leave the province of this flower without its sound in my ear. Then, as if he were giving me the time of day, a passenger looks up from his magazine and says, 'Wisteria.'" A poem by Billy Collins, Field Guide, from Questions About Angels, published by William Morrow and Company and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm and produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.